I intend to make heaven my home. Praise God. Jeremiah chapter number 33, verse number 11. I'll start off with one verse of scripture. We'll read some more later. I may have some of you read some later. Amen. And then we won't preach to you very long. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
The voice of the Lord and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, here's my message, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is what?
Good.
Ooh, hallelujah. For the Lord is good. For his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring, all right, he changes gears here. And praise God. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank I sure appreciate you standing here for the reading of the word of the Lord. Did you know that worship is important to the Lord? Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
I believe the Bible said that he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise and worship is to lift up God, not man. Did you know that? Praise the Lord. Amen. Worship is very important to God. I don't want to get too much into this, but I looked up a few scriptures there a while ago on my phone. Amen. In the Old Testament, did you know in Israel that God commanded there to be gatekeepers? Amen. Do you remember that? They kept the gates. You know one of the biggest reasons why they kept the gates? Even in Nehemiah's day, the Bible said that they built with a weapon in one hand, amen, and a tool in the other hand. Praise God. That one of the big reasons for the gatekeeper was to keep peace and safety while they could enter and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's still dangerous today. I don't believe it's probably eased up any, but there about a year ago we was having a lot of church shootings. Amen.
Yeah.
And I don't blame folks to be nervous when you walk into church and you never know who might come in and do something crazy. Amen. And I was in Richlands and Brother Philip was showing me they had steel plated the podium. At best I remember they had a weapon there, and when you walk in there, double doors, it's a big church. You kind of go in and they got a security room with two or three security guards. Amen.
Yes.
And he was showing me all that they had done. And inside of there, two or three people has a thumbprint. They contacted the local police authorities around there to help them get all this set up. And two or three folks could go in there and give a fingerprint. And there's a gun back there. Amen. That a box will open up. And Brother Phillips said, I'm getting a lot of feedback, a lot of, amen, folks knocking against me saying I'm going overboard on this. Amen. But he said, I want our people to feel like they're free to worship when they come into his house. Amen. Great God. And that's exactly what God did in the Old Testament. Amen. They had gatekeepers in the Old Testament. Amen. And they kept the gates. They wouldn't allow the enemies in to interfere with the worship of the Lord. Amen. Hey, God. Worship is important to the Lord. Amen. Hey, God. And I remember even in the past that I'm not a musician. I'm not a singer. I barely can preach. Amen. But I can't organize a choir or nothing like that. But I have told folks here in the past. Amen. I tell you, the best way to worship God is to do like the Bible said, to get in one mind and in one accord. Hallelujah. Hey God, once again, I don't know much about a piano, and I believe in all of it. You can go to the book of Psalms mostly, and you can find all those instruments that God commanded us to praise him on.
Yeah.
Praise him on the stringed instrument. Praise him on the high sounding cymbal. My grandma used to give us a hard time when we was young. She said, all that ain't necessary. You don't need to have all that to worship God. Well, the Bible said to praise him with a loud noise. Amen. Hey God, in heaven. Amen. And we can come to his house. Amen. But I tell you what the best way to do it is to get together in harmony. Amen. And that piano and the guitars and everything join together in harmony. Amen. And give the Lord praise and glory out of that. Amen. There ain't no Hallelujah. I tell you what, we'll get the Spirit of God to stir. Amen. We'll get the Spirit of God to move in if we'll but gather together in His presence that the Holy Ghost would come down. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, when we come to His house, I realize, amen, we are not worried about some people minor on me, major on minors, rather. They worry if it's too loud, if it's not loud enough. Amen. Well, we have a good PA. We have a bad, I don't know, I can't even remember how much this one was. Pretty expensive, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. I can't remember. But I know people's got PAs cost $60,000. Amen. Hey, God, people worry a lot with quality and all those things. And I believe you ought to get it just as good as you can. But really, when it boils down to it, Brother Chuck, what brings the presence is not a $60,000 sound system, but what brings the presence is an honest heart. Amen. Coming together in His house. Hey, God, I don't care if it's hot. I don't care if it's cold. Hey, man, I stood back there tonight. Amen. And I held the umbrella for Sister Peggy and some of them. They said, oh, I don't mind if I get wet. Thank God, we'll come to church and shout our new down wet or dry. Amen. And no matter if we're wet, it don't matter. Hallelujah. If it's 100 out, amen, and 70 in, I'm just coming together to the house of the Lord to praise Him for His goodness and for His mercy unto the children of men. God inhabits the praises of His people. Hallelujah. Amen. Great God, I tell you, I've been into some services. I'm going to preach to you in a minute. I got an outline. I've been into some services. Amen. Where sometimes, Brother George, I didn't really know what was going on. You had one thing going on over here, and you had one thing going on over there. Hey, I realize you can't keep everything decent and in order, but you're to have order in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hey, God, there's a fella come in one night off the street. I believe he was possessed by the devil, and he started mocking somebody that was speaking in tongues in the church. Amen. I mean, it was very bold. Great God, let me tell you something. I don't like to do things like that. Amen. I told Michelle the other day, I said, we got good kids. They really are. They're good kids. Amen. We started when they was young, like Hudson James. He's in that same old stage where he butt heads and bull heads against authority and against mom and dad. And you got to get hold of him. Here in just a few years, he'll be every one of them's been like that way. Hey, God, I got good kids, but they still got to have a parent, amen? They still got to have a dad. They still got to have a mom. We got a good church, but you still got to have a gatekeeper. You still got to have a pastor. Hey, come on. I hope they don't have to do that. Amen. But if somebody comes in here causing ruckus, amen, trying to destroy the service, amen, making fun of what somebody else is doing, they're going to get a visit from the gatekeeper. Hallelujah. Hey, I tell you why, because we're coming in this place to worship. We prayed. We sought the Lord. We're trying to get His presence in this house. Anybody's welcome in this church, but this ain't place to lollygag. This ain't a place to wander around and pilfer through the garbage cans. This is the house of the Lord. That lady was coming in, amen, interrupting several services. I watched it several times in a row. And then finally, that last time I went outside, I said, ma'am, I want to let you know something. I love you. I'd like to see you get saved. I'd like to see you give your heart to God. But I don't understand why you come in the church 30 minutes, an hour late, and then you just waltz around while we're trying to have church. Hey, God, if you want to come to church, you're welcome here, but you come when the church starts and you stay to the ends. Amen. Hey, God in heaven, this ain't someplace just to kick back like you're in your living room. This is the house of the Lord. This is God's house. This is where His presence comes down, and we get in the midst of the Lord. I come to tell you tonight, worship is important to God.
That's right. Amen.
If the Lord will help me for just a few moments here tonight,
come on.
I'm going to preach this on two different types of worship. There's many, many more. But I only have time to focus on too. Hallelujah.
You,
the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts,
yes,
for the Lord is good.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. In the Hebrew, this is the Yada praise.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes, yes. Do you know what Yada means? It means the extension or the lifting up of the hands. Yes. Have you ever been in the house of the Lord and you feel that goosebump that we talk about? It begins to rise up your spine. Praise God. And it gets in your shoulders. And then praise you raise the your hands and you praise the Lord. That's what we. That's what the Bible calls a Yada praise. Amen. Hey, God. And then the other praise that I want to bring out tonight, because it's so closely related, is the Todah. Amen. T-O-W-D-A-H. Todah praise. Hey, God, did you know in the Hebrew, yes, praise means the same, but they had words with different meanings. Amen. To worship and express praise in different manners toward God. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants our praise to matter. In Psalm 7 and 17, David said, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. He said, I'm going to yada the Lord. I'm going to praise him because he's righteous. Hallelujah. Hey, God, 9 and 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Great God, I will show forth all thy marvelous works with my whole heart. I'm going to praise him. Look at what the Lord has done for me. Brother Anthony tells us this morning how that he was poor, how that he was wretched, but look at where the Lord has brought him from. Great God, what was he doing? He was an expressing a yada praise. Right there this morning, the Lord has been good to me. Hey, God, all the kings of the earth, Psalms 138 and 4, shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Hey, God, when they hear the words of thy mouth, they will praise thee. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I come to tell you tonight, God wants you to praise him. God wants you to worship him. You don't have to have everything in your life going right. You don't have to be healed. Amen. And not have any sickness in your body to be able to praise God. You can praise him with your whole heart. You can praise him because he's righteous. You can praise him because he's holy. You can praise him because he's good all the day long. I'm not praising him. Great God, what is today? Amen. July the 11th. Amen. Because they sent a billionaire in the space today. Several places on my phone send me alerts. They sent Mr. Branson, whoever in the world he is. They sent him to space. He said he's always wanted to go to outer space. And he had enough money. They shipped him up there. I wish they shipped Bill Gates and a couple more with him. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. I come to 10. I'm not rejoicing because Mr. Branson is in space. I'm rejoicing because God's up there. I'm rejoicing. I'm yawned on him because he's high and lifted up. Hey, God, I come to tell you, he is a good God.
Praise the Lord.
Remember, Jacob worked on all those years because he loved Rachel.
Sure did. Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah.
And then really got down to it. He got deceived, and the father gave her Leah. Bible said he loved Leah, but he loved Rachel more.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, Leah thought if she'd had a child, if she would be able to have a child, amen, that Jacob would love her because of that child. Woo, hallelujah.
Oh,
amen. This ain't marriage counsel 101, but let me tell you something. I've heard that same lingo before too. Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, if I'll have a baby, I think it'll save our marriage. If you can't get along without a baby, hey, God, you better hold on. If you have a baby, amen, it creates all kinds of other aspects to Amen. I don't know why Leah thought, amen, that her husband would love her if she had a baby. But she said, if I'll have a baby, maybe he'll love me. Amen. Until finally, great God, amen, you can read down there Genesis, until when the Bible said that God blessed Leah with a baby by the name of Judah. Hey, but finally she realized, whether Jacob loves me or not, I'm going to, y'all, listen. She said, now will I praise thee, O God, because thou hast provided me a baby. Hallelujah. She said, I'm not going to praise you, amen, because I'm trying to gain the love of my heart. I'm going to praise God because God has looked down upon me and blessed me with a child. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, you better learn the Yadaga. Has God been good to you? Has God given you a child? Amen. When everybody else said it didn't look possible. I remember Brother Jeff Smith Pills about in the 70s. Amen. When interest rates were super high and jobs couldn't hardly be bought. The Lord gave him a job at Marathon. And he worked it 30 some years. Hey, God, that's y'all. I praise you, Lord. You gave me a job when there wasn't no jobs. Hey, now we got jobs and no workers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Has the Lord ever put money in your bank account when it didn't look like it was possible? Praise the Lord. I remember Tommy talking about when he just had a few dollars and he felt like giving in that offering. Hey, God, all the hell would say no. Amen. You better not do that. You better keep that. Amen. But no, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give the Lord what I have. And guess what he does? He'll put money in the bank account. Hey, God. I told these children, I've taught them ever since they've been young, when the Lord blesses you, I tell you what you do. Amen. That great God, I ran a little yard over there beside the house. You better make sure you're paying your tithes. Amen. I've taught them and taught them. Hey, wash your car. Amen. If they make $100 to make it easy, $10 of it is the Lord's. Did you know that? Really, $100 is his, but he allows me to keep 90 of it. Did you know that? I said he allows me to keep. Thank God, that's a pretty good bargain. The Lord gives me health. The Lord gives me strength. Thank God, I get out there and he blesses me with the work, and he still lets me keep 90 out of 100. That's a good God. Hey, I said he's good and greatly to be praised.
He'll put money in the bank.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll learn to put it first.
He'll do it.
Woo! Yes, he will. I remember when I was young, I tell it all the time. Our pastor called us to pay our tithes.
Oh, yeah.
I paid mine when I got a birthday card when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
You do what you want to do. But George told me a while back, said he believes in paying on the increase. If God's increased you, God's blessed you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. If you give to God, he'll bless you more.
Yes, amen.
I believe that. The Bible said he'll open up the windows of heaven.
Four.
I wonder how big the windows in heaven are. Amen. But Brother George, many years ago, I'd already paid my tithes, and I believe paying that. And God, hallelujah. Where do you pay your tithes to? Write them to some radio preacher or some television preacher 1,000 miles away? No, you give them to the local assembly. Amen. Thank God where you get your help and strength. That's where you pay your tithes. Amen. Hey, God, I better move on here before I get in trouble. I didn't realize so many people saw it so many different ways. Amen. Hey, God. Hey, I better watch out. I'm about to get in trouble. Somebody said, well, that's my money. That ain't your money. When I give my money, amen, I say mine. When I give the money that the Lord's blessed me to have and I give it to, that's not mine no more either. That's the Lord's. Amen. Hey, God, when you get after it leaves your hand and it gets in the church's hand, hey, God, that's not your money no more. You can't gripe and complain about where that goes to. Well, I don't want it to help this one, and I don't want it to help that. Hey, that's the Lord's money. Amen. And we're going to pray, amen, and be held accountable for how we, amen, spend and use the Lord's money.
Amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's my truth, bro.
Yes, Lord.
Great God is important. It's all important. It's all a matter of praise. Has God ever provided healing for you?
Oh, yes. Amen.
Y'all know him for providing that healing. What does y'all know mean? Lifting up holy hands in praise. Worshiping him. Oh, God, I thank you for healing me. Has he ever sent rain when it's been dry? Has he ever said the right thing at the right time? Have you ever had the right thing come down your way when you really needed it most? Here come the right thing. Y'all don't even praise him. Hallelujah. I heard about that old back preacher that was going through the trial of his life. Amen. I mean, the old devil had him beat up. And he done had himself thought, well, I might as well just go ahead and give up and quit. It don't matter. What I've done hasn't mounted up to anything. Hey, God. And just at the right time, he got in his car and he was driving down the road. And a big old sound come across the radio and said, beep. They're going to beep. And they said, this is a test. This is only a test. Hallelujah. The devil just told him, give up. But just at the right time, the Lord said, don't give up. It's just a test. Hold on. Y'all know me. Praise me. It's just a test. You're going to be able to come out of this. Has God ever given grace? Has God ever given salvation? Praise him for what he's done.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Brother Tommy, give me 2 Chronicles 7:3. Hey, amen. 2 Chronicles 7:3. Brother John, go ahead and get Psalms 42:4. And keep it there after you read it, because then I'm going to need 50. 6. Amen. A couple verses in 50 and then 56. Hallelujah. We'll get there in a minute. Just start off Psalms 42:4, Brother John. And Brother Tommy, get 2 Chronicles 7:3. Hallelujah. Amen. Solomon began to build a temple for the Lord. David could not build the temple, Brother Chuck, because he was a murderous man. He was a bloody man. He was a man of war. He had shed much blood, God told him. And he said, and because of that, I'm not going to let you build the house, but your son Solomon is going to build the house. Hallelujah. Amen. But David began to lay up in store. David began to gather up the material. Amen. Storing up, treasured it up. Amen. It said, Solomon, when God gives the word, you build the house. Amen. Hey, God. So they built this magnificent house. I don't have time to tell you how great and how magnificent it was. But great God, Brother Tommy's getting ready to read to us. When they dedicated that place, and the Spirit of God came by, and he's going to tell us what it said.
And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground.
Winter. And when the children of the Lord saw how that God, the fire of God, the Spirit of God, the presence of God came down, they bowed themselves. Amen. Hey, God in heaven before the presence of the Lord. Amen. What was they doing? Well, get ready. They're getting ready to yawn on the Lord. Go ahead, tell it, Brother Tommy.
With their faces to the ground upon the pavement.
Faces to the ground.
And worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Woo! And they what? And they praise the Lord. They yawned on him.
Woo!
Woo!
All right.
Hey, God, why? For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Y'all now lift up hands for what you have received from the Lord. I've received his goodness. I've received the blessings of the Lord. They was praising God for all that he had done for them. Hey, I come to tell you, do you some good just to begin to praise him for what he has done. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, man, I tell this story. It's helped me many times. Brother Larry tells my pastor from back home where I was raised, how that old man, Brother Warner, hey, man, had pastored up there for years. But when he got on his deathbed ready to die, hey, man, sugar diabetes had taken his body. One or two legs they had to amputate. Oxygen on his nose. Amen. I mean, the ways of the old sickness had just taken, ravished his body. And there he lay. way, just a stub of a man. Hey, God. But Brother Larry said, while they was there, Brother Warner get excited, and he go rubbing that head. And he got to rubbing that head. And they said, "Are y'all right, Brother Warner?" He said, "Oh, yes." He said, "I asked the Lord if I had my ticket." And he said, "I had my ticket." He said, "I'm just about ready to get out of here." Hallelujah. And they got to praising. You can praise God in a sick bed. Did you know that? Hey, God, you don't have to be healthy. You don't have to be well in order to praise God. You can praise Him when you got a catch in your back. You can praise Him, amen, when you can't walk on your feet. I said you can praise Him when you got a headache. You can praise Him when you, amen, got heart trouble. You can praise Him, Brother Tom, when the doctor said you've had a stroke. Amen, your mind, your brain doesn't look good. Amen, you're going to have dementia. Amen, we're going to be gone in just a few. Hey, that's all right. I'm going to yell God. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to lift Him up. Lord, I might only have a year or two left, but I thank You for all the years that You've given me. I thank You, Lord, for all the blessings that You've bestowed upon me. I come to tell you, You have something to praise the Lord about.
Glory.
Amen.
Y'all dog means to lift up.
Jesus.
Notice, I got to get to my other one here. It's not as long. Don't worry.
When I yell now, the Lord, I praise Him for what He's already done.
Already done.
Oh, come on.
I praise Him because He saved me. I praise Him because He gave me salvation. I praise Him because He saved my children. I praise Him because He saved their loved one. I praise Him because my family knows the Lord. I praise Him for what He's already done.
Yeah.
Woo! But I come to tell you tonight, believe it or not, that's a wonderful way to praise, but that's not the best way to praise God.
Come on.
Woo!
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Tada means to lift hands for what you have not yet received. Did you hear me now?
Yeah.
Brother Tom, go ahead real quick. If you can't get me 100, Psalms 100. I need that whole chapter. Amen. Hey, God, Tana means to lift up hands for what I have not received yet, Lord. Hey, God, I know things ain't looking good, but I'm going to praise You anyway. Hey, God, I know what the doctor says. Hey, but I don't have to listen to that noise. I know the maker of the universe. Hey, God, I'm going to Tana. What does it mean? Tada means lifting up hands. Let's go back to our key verse. Amen. The first part is the yada, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that say, "Praise ye the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever." And now here comes the tada, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise, amen, into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. In this particular instance, amen, Israel, the enemy had come in. They had taken the land of the Israelites. Amen, they were reaping the harvest of Israel's own land. Hey, God, but God said, praise me with a tongue, that one day your children will be out there reaping the land. One day you'll be living back in your own houses. Hey, God, it's a sacrifice of praise when you can praise the Lord for something that ain't never happened yet. Come on, it's a wonderful, amen, sacrifice of praise when you can say, "Lord, I thank You for my healing, even though I suffer right now. I thank You for what's going to come down that road."
Yes.
Woo!
Thank You, Lord.
God, no. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Brother Tommy, you get me. Hebrews 13 and 15. I'm just about done.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother John, let's get to yours. I'm going to have a sacrifice of praise and thank You, Lord, even though it hadn't come yet. Psalms 42 and 4. Give me Psalms 42 and 4, Brother John. Then keep your place. I need to get one a few chapters after that.
When I remember these things, I pour out my soul.
Wait. When I remember these things, they said, "I pour out my soul."
Thank You, Lord.
Yeah.
Woo.
In me.
In me.
for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise.
Yes.
With a multitude that kept holy day.
Woo! And I went with the multitude that kept holy day. He said, I went on down to the house of the Lord when I didn't feel like it. And I began to praise him with them that kept the holy day. Hallelujah. Hey, God, there's something to be said about a man or a woman that can still go down to the house of the Lord when his heart is heavy. There's something to be said about a child of God that can still praise and worship God even though what they're praying for has not come to pass just yet. Hallelujah. Woo! Go ahead, Brother John Gibbs. Flip on over to 56. That same Psalms 50. I know I'm getting you confused. And then we'll go to 56. 50. Let's get 50 and 14.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed
be God.
Offer unto God thanksgiving. Pay the vows unto the Most High.
Yep.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Yes.
Offer thou unto the Lord.
He's telling us again, a sacrifice of praise. Go ahead and offer it up.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Notice 56 now, Brother John. Then we'll get some of these others, and I'll be done. 56, Psalm 56 and 12.
The vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee.
Yes.
For thou hast delivered my soul from death.
Yeah.
Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living.
Yes. I said, I'm going to praise you, Lord, even though death's around me.
Yeah.
I'm going to praise you, Lord, even though it looks like my feet's about to slip. I'm going to praise you anyway. Hallelujah. Brother Tom, give us 100. Amen. Read us that whole chapter, 5 verses, Psalms chapter number 100.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Yeah. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Go ahead.
Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God?
He's God.
It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves.
Who?
We are his people, yeah, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Wait there. It's the Lord that has made us and not we ourselves. Make a joyful noise. Come into his house.
Yeah.
Amen. And the Lord made us and not. But what did he say? Now enter to his courts with thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Enter into his gates with the thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations.
Woo! Enter into his courts with praise and thanksgiving.
He's a merciful God, yes, and good to all generations. Hallelujah. Oh, he's merciful. God. Great God. Taught on him. Even though it ain't turning out like you thought. Even though it hadn't turned out like you wished. Go ahead and praise him anyway. Oh, God. Amen. Glory to God. Beside thee, oh God, there's none like you. Amen. You're a great God. Hallelujah. Loving, tender mercies. Amen. Hey, I come to tell you to praise your way out of the money grub. You're to praise your way out of that depression. You're to praise your way out of the devil saying, you're never going to come out of this. I got you right where I want you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Lands. And then he gets down there and he said, you didn't make yourself, but I'm the one made you. Why don't you go ahead and enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise? Yeah. Hallelujah. It's still something that's in me. I must admit it. It's not every service because I've got out of the habit. But once again, my raising, my growing up, our pastor told us, when you enter into his courts, enter them with praise and thanksgiving. You can still go home today, Sister Lou, when
when people walk in the church, they throw their hand up. Here's the door. They walk in the church and they say, praise your Lord. Praise your Lord. Hey God. Praise your Lord. I walk in his house, Brother George. I'd say, praise your Lord. I remember driving to school 6:30 in the morning. I'd drive by the church. It was instilled in me so much. I'd drive by the church. I'd throw my hand up and say, praise your Lord. That's your house. That's your house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know trouble's going to come. I know trials of life's going to get, but I praise you anyway. I praise you. I tell you, you ought to stand right here tonight. Amen. Learn to praise him. I said, you ought to stand right here tonight. Amen. Learn to praise him. Lord, yes, the devil's going to come. Oh, God, yes, sickness is going to get me down. Yes, heartaches and trouble. Yes, jobs are going to fail. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Beside me, there's none like our God. Praise him in this house. Hey God, let me come up here tonight in this altar. Amen. I don't know if you want to stand up here and lift up holy hands in praise unto the Lord. Or maybe you want to get up here in this altar. Amen. And get down in here and begin to pray. And say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Hey God, I'm going to yada you, Lord, for all that you have done. I'm going to yada, God, for what I have received. But I'm also going to offer up a sacrifice of praise. I'm going to tanda, amen, you, Lord, for what I hadn't got yet. Amen. There's a blessing coming down that dusty road that I hadn't received yet. Hey, there's that lost wayward child that hadn't come home yet. I thank you, Lord, that you're dealing with their heart. There's a healing that I've been praying for a long time. I'm going to praise you, Lord, for that healing. I know it's going to come. The devil said, I ain't never going to get back to the place that I was. I'm going to offer up a sacrifice of praise. I'm going to get back, Lord. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to dig in and get back to where I need to be. What is it you need from the Lord? Yeah, you ought to praise him for what he's already done. But there's something right here tonight you ought to offer up a sacrifice of praise. Amen. For something you're having faith that God's going to move on. Amen. Hey, God, something you're having faith that the Lord's going to do for you. Amen. Hey, God, come on, church. Come on, church. Offer up that sacrifice of praise unto the Lord right here tonight. Hey, God, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Hey, God, come on. Offer up that sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. This is the name of the Lord. Has made the glory. Has made everyone in here. Everyone in here. This is the name of the Lord. Has made.
is where we find.